What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Short friend of the show, Travis Steele, the Miami Redhawks out of Mac, doing great this year. Travis, good to see you, man. How you things going up in Ohio, man?
You know what? There's a lot of snow outside, but it's warm in Millette, man. So we're off to a great start this year. We got a great group, great group of young men. So doing really, really well.
Man, I'm going to tell you, the last two games, man, it's really been a testament to your team's ability to close out games and make winning plays, man. So how cool is it to see your guys, you know, under pressure, get the job done two games in a row, man?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's when we get in tight situations and high adversity situations, our guys honestly get tighter. The execution, the focus and concentration rises even higher for us. And listen, we get really good players too. You know, and they great players win games at the end of games, man. And we got several of them. So our guys have an ability to really, really close games in tight situations.
And yeah, that basketball IQ, Travis, is like when I watch you, I see the high IQ of the basketball. I see the smarts, the reads defensively, helping each other, being on a string as we know that you have to be. And in this world class basketball, we have a new team every year. It's hard to generate that without having smart guys who buy into the system and being an everyday guy and really want to get better every day and be about the team and not the disease of me.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you said that because I do think in this landscape, you hit the nail on the head. I think having the IQ piece is critically important, you know, because it is. And we have more retention than probably a lot of teams, but even for like our new guys, like the guys that are, they all have good IQs, so they can help us right away. They can pick up our language, our defensive system, our offensive system, because as you know, it takes way more than just being talented to impact winning, right? Like, can you execute and see things? And we got a whole group, our whole team has a very high basketball IQ. They see things before it happens and on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively.
I can only imagine the high level sessions you have, film sessions you have with the guy that they're just smart because, you know, because I'm a nerd there where I look getting all the analytics and the rage, looking at the second side, seeing what they're doing, how they're playing, screen angles, all that good stuff. So I can only imagine the film sessions you all have, man. It would get me going, fire me up.
Hey, that's where you get better, as you know, man, when you get to watch yourself practice games, you know, like getting in that film room and listen. And as you know, like I think sometimes when guys are in film in a team session, they have a tendency to watch a lot of times just the ball or watch themselves. And our guys have understand how to watch it as a team and not be sensitive. Don't be sensitive being called out. If it's one point towards maybe Peter Suter, it's for the whole group, right? Like, it's for everybody to learn and get better. And man, that's a huge piece of improvement and teaching.
I was talking about this with Mike Brady, you know, Hawks assistant coach, about how fans always look at the open shot that's made on SportsCenter, but they look at the guy who screened, the cut on the backside or the action on the backside to get that open shot. I don't think fans will say that nuance of a great screen gets you a great shot, and that shot you see, but there's something that took you to that point to get that great shot. But I don't think fans sometimes understand that. Me and Mike Brady had this conversation about it on the road the other week about it. It's just so funny you say that, because you have to watch all 10 players, not just the ball, because lots going on to get that shot that you see go in.
Yeah, and a lot of times, like you said, that doesn't even show up on the stat sheet, right? Like the screen or the cut doesn't show up. And it's like we glorify those things that produce the shots, right? So we grade out cutting. We grade out screening. We grade out running the floor. Just getting to the corner is a big deal, right? Like it provides more space for the ball. And those things are honestly the key to offense, right? And they're selfless things.
Yes.
We always say cut for us, not for you. Run for us, not for you. And crash the glass for us, not for you. Because, again, a lot of times it'll end up in a good result for one of your teammates.
No doubt, and especially when this possession game we have, crashing is so important, because the possession game is talking about turnovers and rebounding. You both know that. And it's like, as games get more important, a crash, a rebound, and getting fouled gets you the 1-on-1 quicker, or defensively get, especially if your guards rebound too, get the ball, just go. I don't have to worry about an outlet or a throw ahead. Just get it and go. So talk about just those small things of selfishness, of crashing and rebounding, offensively, defensively, to get you in your early offense and create more possessions for you all to get it more shots to win.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. It's like we emphasize those things on a day-to-day basis in practice and in games. And we recruit those guys that do that. It's funny. Like when you go out and you watch AAU, you watch high school, there's a ton of talented players, right? A ton. They're everywhere. But those are the separators for us, man. Like I always look for guys that cut hard, guys that run hard, guys that crash hard, because you can control that, whether you're missing or making shots. That can kind of come and go, as you know. But like the effort plays, man, you could control that. You could be that every single day. And those guys end up being the guys you can never take off the floor as a coach. It's like, because they can impact the game in a lot of different ways. And that's what we have. We have a team full of guys that win and impact winning at a high level.
It's funny saying, Travis, because we had a game on MLK Day, man. We were down by 23 points at halftime, 1 of 22 from three, and came back to the lead. We lost by 2 points, but the idea that just not letting your shot determine your defense. We still defended Milwaukee. They had Giannis still. He was out there playing still. Yeah. Down by 23 points, got the lead late. And that's, he did what he does. But the fact that we only had made 5% from 3-point range in the first half, 1 of 22, down by 23, and came back. It was all about hustle, effort, rebounding, getting out, and just those small things chipped that lead away, took the lead later in the game, but he did what he did. But the example is that what you said is true. Not letting that shot, with 5% in the first half, determine the second half how you're going to play.
Yeah, and it's such a small part. I think when players start to understand, listen, it's just a small part of the game. It's a big part of the game, shooting and making shots. But, like, there's so many different things you could do to impact the game, man. Like, And when guys start to fully understand that, that's when I feel like they become, it's a maturity thing, yes. Right? When you mature and you start to understand, okay, what wins and what doesn't win, how can, and like, man, then though, when guys understand that, you can't take them off the court, you know, because it's like, man, these guys get it. And usually they don't get it until they're older, until they're a junior or a senior in high school or in college. But like, we have a freshman here that understands it right now. And that's what he was in high school, though, you know, and it's allowing him to have a role on a really good team because he impacts winning. He doesn't necessarily even need the ball to be impactful.
100%. And what I love about your team, Travis, always, you all share the ball and how unselfish your guys are with that. I'm trying to make the right pass. Sometimes you get too unselfish, you get mad trouble here and there, but it's like, but it's really about trying to make sure my teammate gets a great shot and we're getting shots, the right shots within our system for these guys. And so it was like, I know how you are about it. As long as it's the right shot, making minutes, we'll live with that. Yep. But I think that guys do a great, I've done a great job of making the right pass, get the right shots, and they, most of the time they go win for you guys.
Yeah, I always say great shooting teams are great passing teams, right? On time, on target passes are critically important to shooting. And the go-to guy for us here at Miami is always going to be the open guy, right? It's the shot quality. It's exactly what you said. I could care less about misses and makes. I look at who's getting the better shots, Miami or the opponent. End of day, that's what's going to dictate this game. And our guys understand that they will pass up good to get a great shot for one of their teammates. And we work on that every day, right? Because offense is about rhythm and flow. And we don't really run a ton of set plays. We run more concepts and let them play, which our guys love. And they love to share. It promotes kind of sharing the ball and ball movement, player movement, which I think makes us hard to guard. And we have a lot of weapons too. Listen, we have great players to play the way that we play. We have really, really skilled guys that are high, have a high IQ, and they make it come to life, man. And I'm a firm believer, if you're connected on offense, you will be connected on defense. You'll give more effort if you feel like you're on defense, if you feel like you're a part of the offense. And our guy, everybody touches the ball on our team, everybody, 1 through 5, which I think helps us on the defensive end as well.
100%. From playing those big men, I know if my man didn't get a touch early, he might not engage. Yeah. I know that all too well.
You got to throw a big guy a bone once in a while, man. That's what I tell our guys all the time. I was like, fellas, because the guards were never big guys, right? So it's like you've been dribbling since they were little. It's like, fellas, you guys got to give them the ball. Right. And then see what happens. See how much harder they hedge or how much harder they'll run the floor, different things, man. It you gotta throw the big guys a bone every once in a while, man.
You got there right, man. And like you said, self-sustaining since this game is very great. Strength ratio is very good. So I want to talk to you about the great passing. You kind of mentioned it, but how do you get guys to get that mindset of knowing that the ball is the program? Checking that basketball is so important. So how do you go about getting them in that mindset to know we need to make the correct safe pass, not the more flashy pass? Just make the fundamental pass because it's okay.
Yeah, we tell our guys to hit singles, on base percentage. If for baseball guy people out there, it's like, just can we get on base? I do think spacing really helps with your decisions, right? The better the space you have, the less clutter there is. It makes it easier, makes it simpler and easier read. We try to get our guys, we work heavy with decision making every day, right? Because that's what, every time you touch the ball, you're making a decision. Shot, drive, pass, 0.5. I know that's a huge thing, obviously, in the NBA, right? You get 0.5 seconds to make a decision. And we try to see, okay, in every practice we have what we call gold balls. Each team has them on the scores table. And every time you turn the ball over, you lose a gold ball. And once you lose all three of them, that means we're running. That means we're going to get rid of the basketball and we're going to get on that line. So our guys know to value the ball. But I also don't want it to be like, I don't yell and scream. I don't want them to ever feel like I'm taking away their creativity, right? I think that's important. But we have to value it though too, right? And landing on two is a big thing for us, obviously, in the paint. That helps just kind of slow the game down. Catching to shoot is what I always tell our guys, catch to shoot and then make the right read, whether that's drive pass. Just a couple of big fundamentals that we kind of looked, catching with two, passing with two hands as much as you can. Helps as well, just kind of decrease those turnovers.
And Travis, and Millet Hall, man, has been crazy this year, man. Talk about the energy those guys give you, man. Those Millet crazies, I call them, man. Just cheering you on, man. It's great, man, to watch it and see. How's it feel for you guys being out there in front of those fans every night, man, doing your thing?
I tell you, it's been incredible. Like from where we were year one, where there was probably 5 people here at our games, to now we're selling out crowds. I think it's a testament to our players, man. Just you know, number one, we got a great team, but they're great human beings, and it's a fun way. It's a fun style to watch. So I think for our fans, that have been able to all of a sudden start coming to games, like, man, these guys are really good. Number one, but number two, it's fun to watch. They represent. We try to play the game the right way, play hard, play for one another, and I think that shows on both ends. But man, it propels us in a lot of games, man. Our student section, man, has been elite this year, elite.
100%, man. And last one, that for Travis, this week you do the Sun Belt MAC Challenge, man. You're playing at Marshall. So talk about this new challenge they got going between you and Sun Belt and you're in the MAC here and going to Marshall Huntington to where my friends, they could eat Joe Harrison. So I know him very, very well. So,
oh, yeah.
So, talk about that for you guys this week coming up.
Yeah, I think it's a great challenge. You know, it's like we started a couple years ago, and you play two games a year, one at home, one on the road. And one's in non-conference. At the very first game of the year, we actually played, who did we play? We played Old Dominion at our place. And now we get the road game during February. And the reason they do it this late is to try to pit, you know, the top teams against each other in the league. See, like, if you could get a win, maybe a quad two win or whatever it might be, that could help your seed line by one spot, going maybe from an 11 to a 10 or a 12 to an 11. It just increases your odds of winning that NCAA tournament game dramatically. So it gives us a great opportunity to get a great game here. I mean, scheduling's hard as it is. It's a monster. So I like the Sun Belt Challenge being two games, man. Just takes care of two games for us. But I'm excited, man. Marshall, I know it's going to be a wild crowd. It's going to be probably sold out. That's what it's been everywhere we've been able to go, man. We've just been taking that show on the road, man. That's what I told our guys, man. We love playing on the road. We love playing on the road. So I think we play better on the road than we even do at home.
Yes, indeed. Well, Travis, man, good to catch up with you, buddy. Hope to talk to you down the road in a few weeks, man.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime, buddy. You be safe, man.
Thank you.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.